जय जय श्री राधे श्याम निताई गौर हरि बोल। जय जय श्री राधे श्याम राधे राधे। अद्य আমরা ভ্রমর গীতের শেষ পর্বের দিকের কথাগুলি আমরা
Today we are going to hear from the concluding portion of Bhramar Gita.
রাধারানী সেই দিব্য উন্মাদ গ্রস্ত
This mood of divine madness that Shri Radharani is experiencing is not seen in anyone else. It's not manifested in anyone else. So on the occasion of Kartik Vrata, we are daily hearing about these divine moods. These most divine moods of Srimati Radharani, no one was able to ever describe completely. It's not possible for anyone to describe completely these moods of Srimati Radharani. Still, by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, we are daily hearing, little by little, about her mood of separation from Sri Krishna and the pain that she experiences in that separation. Addressing Bumblebee, she is indirectly speaking to Sri Krishna's messenger, the most knowledgeable, the most peaceful Uddhavji Maharaj. Amongst other points that Sri Radharani expressed, she told that Sri Krishna Katha is the greatest source of distress for her and for the other gopis. That she doesn't want to hear Sri Krishna Katha anymore. She is saying, this Katha about the Lord of my life, Sri Krishna, we don't want to hear anymore. There is some divine power present there in that katha. I don't know what it is, but I simply can't express what it is. We simply are not able to give up his katha. We are able to give him up. But his katha we are not able to leave, to give up. What divine kind of power is hidden within his katha? We don't know. I can't tell what it is. We don't know what kind of power is hidden there. Sri Radharani is again and again saying the same thing. Our acharyas are explaining that if someone desired to reach Sri Krishna's prem bhakti, the purest loving devotional service to Sri Krishna, the only way to accomplish it is to hear Sri Krishna Leela Katha, narrations about Sri Krishna's pastimes. There is some divine power present within Shri Krishna Lila Katha that it's attracting the hearer. Shri Govinda manifests within the heart, and then whatever dirt was accumulated throughout many, many lives, that Katha is cleansing away. There is some divine power in Shri Krishna Katha. Then in whatever other sadhanas that exist, that power is not present there in those other kinds of sadhana. Within Shri Krishna's katha, there is some divine power hidden that's not seen anywhere else, and it's not possible to describe it completely. There is some divine, transcendental, amazing power within Shri Krishna katha. And it's cleansing the heart of the hearer from all the sin that was gathered there throughout many previous lives. That kind of divine power is not seen in any other limb of sadhana. It's not in any other kind of sadhana. It's told clearly. At this stage, Shri Radharani is coming from the mood of Chitrajalpa, that she is speaking as if she is seeing pictures in front of herself. She is entering now into Avijalpa. She keeps speaking and speaking. So she is saying, "O bumblebee, O friend of a cheater, what new do you want to teach us? What new do you want to tell us? We know everything about his bad glories. You don't need to tell anything else to us. What new can you tell us? All katha about him are known to us. Do you know how is he? Who is he?" This is the concluding portion of Shri Radharani's speech. Then she will get peaceful. She will get completely peaceful. Now, while she is still in man, in transcendental anger, she is saying, "Do you know who is he? He is like a killer." How the killer? Is it possible to call the Supreme Lord the killer? Of course not. But in her mood of man, transcendental anger, Shri Radharani does so. She's giving example. She's making a comparison. She's saying that the hunters are playing their flutes. They are singing songs to attract deers. Many hunters, they are nicely playing their flutes, and in this way they are attracting deers. So these simple living entities, as the deers, they are not aware of that plan of the hunter. So much is spoken about the simple nature, simple-mindedness of the deers. They are attracted towards the hunter's flute sound. And they are running towards the hunter, towards the source of that sound. Hearing that sound of the flute, they are completely enchanted, completely bewildered. Nearby, the hunter is hidden behind the tree with its weapon, the bow. And what they do there? They are playing their flutes. Immediately, the deers are attracted and they are running toward the sound of the flute, as if losing their mind. And at that moment, as they come close, the hunter is killing them. So Sri Radharani is saying, in the same way, we have fallen into the trap of your friend, the cheater, Sri Krishna's flute. The sound of your cheater friend's flute has stolen everything from us. We are falling dead in the same way as these deers are falling dead, running towards the sound of hunter's flute. But these deers, being killed by the hunter, they gain peace instantly. But us, we are as if dying, but the birds of our lives are still not able to leave us completely. So we are still alive, but as if dead. So what new do you want to tell us about him? Go away from him. Go away from here. We don't want to hear about him. Go back from where you have come. Go to those women of Madhupuri, of Mathura. They still don't know enough about him. Don't speak that katha to us. No one knows about him as much as we do. Again and again, Sri Radharani is chastising the bumblebee. And now, as if bumblebee is answering to her, Sri Radharani is thinking that the bumblebee is answering to her. So as if bumblebee is saying to Sri Radharani, it says, "Hey Devi, hey Goddess, please hear to me. Please hear to me first. Your dearest friend, Sri Krishna, has sent me to you. He has sent message to you. So please hear it. You will surely like it. Afterwards, you can do as you wish. But please hear it first." Sri Radharani is answering, "No, we don't want to hear about him. Go away from here. Go away back to Mathura from where you have come." Sri Radharani came at such an intense stage of her transcendental madness, of her man, her divine anger, that she can't hear about Sri Krishna anymore. She's saying, "Do you know what he told us at the end of Maharas night? We have trusted his words to be as reliable as the words of the Munis and Rishis, as the words of the sadhus. But not whatever he told us was lie. Listen, at the end of Maharas night, he has told us, 'We are just briefly mentioning this shloka, quoting this shloka, na paraeham.' He told us, 'Hey Vraja Devis, হে রাধে,
প্রেম এবং তোমরা আমাকে যেভাবে,
ইওর ফল্টলেস লাভ, ইওর সেলফলেস সার্ভিস,
তোমরা আমার নিঃশুল্ক দাসী সেবিকা, তোমাদের কোনো,
ইউ আর মাই সার্ভেন্টস, মাই দাসিস দ্যাট সার্ভ মি উইদাউট ডিজায়ারিং এনিথিং ইন রিটার্ন, সো অল অফ দিস মেক্স মি completely indebted to you. If I would try to repay my debt to you, serving you life after life, I won't be able to repay that debt completely. So I'm remaining indebted to you eternally. So, oh Bumblebee, please understand, there is no meaning to speak about him. All katha about him is useless. After speaking like this, he has left us. He has left with that cruel person. Shri Radharani is calling Akrura, which means not cruel. She is calling him cruel. She says that Shri Krishna, speaking so nicely, has left them. He has left mounting the chariot of Akrura and going to Mathura. Shri Radharani is saying that leaving all social considerations, we, the gopis, have jumped in front of that chariot. We desired to give up our lives under the wheels of that chariot. Do you know, O Bumblebee? Do you know what your friend Cheater told us? He has told us, I will come back again. And we have trusted his words to be the supreme truth. But he's such a great cheater, such a debauchee, that we couldn't imagine that he is like that ever. So what new do you want to tell us about him? Shri Radha Thakurani, she's speaking so much. She's saying, we don't want to hear that Shri Krishna Katha, because we trusted him, we ended up in such a distress nowadays. We don't have home anymore. We don't have families anymore. We have surrendered everything to him. But you can see now, you can see today what our situation is. We have trusted his words to be the supreme truth, but he has cheated us. And he put us in so much distress. Our acharyas are saying that Bhagavan Shri Krishna, he has spent the time with the gopis, that from material worldly point of view may seem to be only one night, that one night of Maharas was actually not only one night. So many nights were joined. It was Brahma's night, such a long period of time. During such a time, whole existence of the earth can happen. So for such a long period of time, the gopis gained Shri Krishna's association during Maharas. But even such a long night as Brahma's night seems as a just moment for the gopis. It is known that when some blissful event is going on, the time passes as if a moment. But when some difficulty, when some distress is present, then even one such a moment seems as a very long period of time. In bliss, we don't even know how the time passes, whole night, whole day passes, as if a moment. But being in distress now, it seems to gopis, to Shiradharani, that each moment is as long as yugas, as if yuga by yuga are passing. They are feeling so much pain that they feel it would be better if they die instantly. Shiradharani desires to see Sri Krishna in front of her 24 hours a day. She is saying, through the words of the Vaishnava poet Chandidas, he is saying in his poems, these are the words of Shiradharani. She is saying, oh, my dearest friend, I'm surrendering myself unto you life after life. I've surrendered everything unto you and I became your dasi, your servant. There is no one else that I can call mine. I gave everything into the service of your lotus feet. If I don't see you, even for a moment, I feel as if dying immediately. So these are the words of Chandidas. And in these verses, Shiradharani is saying, in life and death, I wish to be your servant. There is no one else for me. I've surrendered everything to you. Shirada Thakurani is saying, if even for a moment I don't see you, I feel like dying. Shiradharani is saying, if I don't see you for a moment, my life falls as if it's leaving my body. As if I'm dying. The poet Chandidas, as well as Gyandas and so many other poets, they wrote all of these divine shlokas, divine verses. These divine moods, through divine moods of these poets, have been described in their divine descriptions, divine verses. So Shiradharani is giving that comparison that in the same way as the hunters are killing the deers, attracting them by the sound of their flutes, that in the same way, Shiradharani is saying, we, the gopis, we are falling dead, being attracted by the sound of Sri Krishna's flute. Shiradharani is speaking to Bumblebee in her man, being angry. We can't say angry, it's divine anger towards Sri Krishna. She is saying to Bumblebee, addressing Sri Udavji, she is saying, oh, low-class ministry, second-class ministry of that cheater. Your second-class ministry because your servant, your messenger of that cheater, Sri Krishna.
Chale,
Shri Radharani is saying to Bumblebee, don't speak that inauspicious Shri Krishna Katha to us. Speak anything else. Any other Katha is auspicious for us. Shri Radharani is saying completely opposite thing. She is saying that Shri Krishna Katha is inauspicious for them to hear, and that she desires to hear any other kind of katha, because that katha would be auspicious, because it will help her to forget about Shri Krishna. In Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is saying, in the words of Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Shri Radharani is saying, give up that inauspicious Shri Krishna Katha. Speak any other Katha. Any other Katha is auspicious for us because it will help us forget about Shri Krishna. Shri Radharani is speaking completely opposite thing, opposite to truth, in actuality. For Shri Radharani, Shri Krishna's katha seems as if inauspicious, and all the other katha as auspicious, because she feels that hearing about anything else but Shri Krishna will help her, will help all the gopis forget about Shri Krishna. So this further kind of mood, and accordingly different kind of speech, acharyas are describing to be ajalpa kind of speech. It's endless speech, the speech without ending. By now, Shri Radharani was lamenting, being in man, in transcendental anger towards Shri Krishna, she was chastising Shri Krishna. She was finding faults with him. In this divine mood of separation from Shri Krishna, in this mood of divine madness, without being able to have Krishna's darshan, so in this separation from Shri Krishna, from that mood of divine anger towards Shri Krishna, now she enters into the mood of Kalahantarita. Our acharyas, as Srila Rupa Goswami Pad in his Rasik book, Shri Ujjval Nilamani, he is describing when the hero comes and he's trying to please the heroine by glorifying her. And when this heroine, when she is not ready to meet with him, she's chastising him. And as soon as the hero leaves, the heroine starts lamenting. So that mood is called Kalahantarita mood. So this kind of divine madness, that kind of mood is not seen in anyone else. At this moment, the bumblebee that was buzzing at Shri Radharani's lotus feet, it has left into the forest. Considering the bumblebee to be the messenger of Shri Krishna, in her mood of man, divine, transcendental anger towards Shri Krishna, she was chastising Shri Krishna, and she spoke so much in that mood. But as soon as the bumblebee has left, immediately the mood of Shri Radharani changes. She comes back into her original mood, merciful mood. Now Shri Radharani starts lamenting, "Alas, alas, what did I do?"
রাধারানীর বিলাপের কথা কৃষ্ণের প্রতি মান করছেন রোষ করছেন
সো ইন দ্য মুন্ড অফ দ্য মান
শতদিন যাবৎ শ্রবণ করে আসছি
ইন ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল ডিভাইন অ্যাঙ্গার টুয়ার্ডস শ্রী কৃষ্ণ শি হ্যাজ চেস্টাইজড শ্রী কৃষ্ণ সো মাচ উই ওয়ার হিয়ারিং অ্যাবাউট ইট
যখন বনমধ্যে প্রবেশ
করে বাট অ্যাজ সুন অ্যাজ দ্য বাম্বলবি ফ্লু অ্যাওয়ে Shri Radharani's mood have changed. Her merciful nature has appeared again. She starts lamenting now. Oh, what I have done, what I have done. My dearest Shri Krishna has sent his dear messenger to give me his message, to pacify me, and what I have done? I have chastised Shri Krishna, I have chastised his messenger, Bumblebee, and I have sent it away. She starts lamenting and crying. She became completely unpeaceful, completely restless. The Lord of my life, my dearest Shri Krishna has sent his messenger to pacify me, but oh, what I have done. I gave so much pain to Bumblebee by chastising it, but by chastising my dearest Shri Krishna. And Bumblebee has left. It has left me. Oh, what I have done, what I have done. Shri Radharani is lamenting, not being able to have the darshan of Shri Krishna, not being able to have his association. She is out of herself, she is beyond herself, she is speaking whatever comes to her. She has entered into that great ocean of her divine moods, in the ocean of Mahabhav. And as Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining, Shri Krishna's prema is known only to those who experience it. It feels as the mixture of poison and nectar at the same time. Shri Radharani is lamenting. She became completely restless. She is crying loudly. The greatest of all, Shri Radharani, after chastising the bumblebee, now Shri Radharani is loudly crying as if burning in the great fire. And that great fire is the great fire of separation from Shri Krishna. Seeing Shri Radharani in such a state, seeing her loudly crying, now all the gopis also start loudly crying as well. There is no words to describe this mood of Srimati Radharani. She is crying profusely, witnessing Shri Radharani in such a state. Uddhavji Maharaj, with folded hands, he is offering obeisances to her, and he is thinking, this kind of divine moods are not seeing in anyone else.
কৃষ্ণ প্রেমে উন্মত্ত হয়ে উঠবেন, এতে নূতন কিছু নয়। রাধা ঠাকুরানির রোদন দেখে সমস্ত সখীগণ তারাও,
দিস কাইন্ড অফ ডিভাইন মুডস আর প্রেজেন্ট অনলি ইন শ্রী রাধারানী।
অকস্মাৎ দৈববশত সেই ভ্রমরটি হোক বা অন্য ভ্রমরটি,
ইন সাচ এ মুড of Shri Radharani, when she is loudly crying, also all her gopis keep loudly crying and lamenting as well. At this moment, Shri Radharani is ready to accept the bumblebee. She is thinking, if bumblebee comes back from the forest, I will immediately plead. I will ask it to please forgive me for whatever I have told previously. By the divine arrangement, at this very moment, the bumblebee is coming back from the forest. It may be that very same bumblebee or some other bumblebee. But Shri Radharani takes it to be that very same bumblebee. She is seeing it, and actually she is not able to see it properly because she is crying profusely. Her eyes are filled with her tears. Understanding that the bumblebee is coming back, she is experiencing such an intense emotions that she starts trembling, she starts shaking, she is not able to speak properly. She is trembling and asking and shaking, and she desires to ask the bumblebee to forgive her, but she can't pronounce the words properly. She's seeing that the bumblebee is approaching, and Shri Radharani is blissful. And in such intense emotions, her transcendental body is completely shaking, trembling. Her transcendental body is experiencing different transcendental changes. Sometimes her transcendental body seems to become completely thin, and sometimes as if it's blooming, becoming bigger, heavier, as if growing. So acharyas are describing, as well as Uddhavji Maharaj, that these kind of divine moods of Shri Radharani, no one is able to describe completely. Shri Radharani is shaking, she is trembling, her transcendental body, as if in one moment it becomes thin, then it blooms, becomes bigger, heavier. Trembling and shaking, she is not able to speak properly, to properly pronounce words. She wants to say, as it's described in the Sanskrit shlokas, she wants to say, oh, my dear friend, but she can't pronounce the word completely. She's saying, my dear friend. She's calling the bumblebee dear friend now. She's saying, please come, I respect you very much. Please, come to me. Shri Ujjwal Nilamani is describing, when someone is a friend with whom we play, such a friend is called friend. But when we spend, more time with such a friend, when the friends experience happiness and distress together, then such a friend is called very dear or most dear friend. So Shri Radharani, she is now addressing the bumblebee as my dear friend. She wants to say Priya or Preyasi. She's trying to express, to pronounce that word, but she only can repeat the syllables of that word, saying pre, pre, pre. She wants to say, my dear friend, please come close to me. She's trying to call the bumblebee to come closer, and she now is trying to apologize to the bumblebee, pleading that you please forgive me whatever I've told. I was beyond myself, feeling the pain of separation from my dearest Shri Krishna. So please, oh Bumblebee, my dear friend Bumblebee, please forgive me, forget everything that I told. And in such intense emotions, Shri Radharani is fainting. After a long time, as her friends, gopis, were serving her, trying to revive her, Shri Radharani came back to consciousness. And now, in this mood, being pacified, Shri Radharani is further pleading to Bumblebee, oh Bumblebee, please forget everything that I have told. I spoke so much. I have chastised my dearest Shri Krishna. I have chastised you, the bumblebee. Please forget everything that I have told you. Commentators of Shri Vaishnava Toshani are saying that Shri Radharani says, I cannot remain alive without having the darshan, the association of my dearest Shri Krishna for even a moment. Shri Radharani now hears the bumblebee saying, O Devi, O Shri Radhe, and all of you gopis, each of you, all of you, please come with me. Come with me to Mathura. But Shri Radharani says, no. All the gopis says, we won't go to Mathura. Mathura is the abode of opulence. And when there is opulence, that is the residence of Shri Lakshmi Devi. Whereas Shri Vrajadham is the residence of the Madhurya of transcendental sweetness. Shri Vrajadham is filled with transcendental loving sweetness. That's the predominant mood of Shri Vrajadham. The greatest wealth of Raja is Madhurya, transcendental loving sweetness. So it's improper that nowadays so much opulence enters into Shri Vrajadham. Those who desire to enjoy the opulence, they're killing their soul. So Mathura, Dvaraka are places of opulence. That's the place of residence of Lakshmi Devi. So Shri Radharani and the gopis, they don't desire to go to Mathura and meet Krishna there. Shri Radharani is saying, let him come, let Shri Krishna come here to Vraja if he desires so. Let him come here and be pleased here. Sri Radharani and the gopis are ready to be with Krishna in Vraja only. Although there are so many kinds of Sri Radharani's friends, the Sakis, the gopis, they are united in one thing. They all feel enmity. They all feel anger towards the flute of Sri Krishna. They consider that the flute is stealing their own nectar, the nectar that belongs to them, to gopis only, the nectar of Sri Krishna's lotus lips. And acharyas are describing that Sri Radharani and the gopis, they are considering that if they are to be born again, Sri Radharani and Vraja gopis are saying, if we are to be born again, it would be the best that we would be born within the family of bamboos. That's such a divine description in Venugit. Such a beautiful divine description, very rasikata, that Sri Radharani and the gopis are saying, if we would be born in the family of bamboos, we would be cut, dried, and made into flutes, and in such a way we would always dwell at the lotus mouth of our dear Sri Krishna and drink the nectar of his lotus lips. So Sri Radharani and the gopis, they are actually not able to accept that the flute or the women of Mathura are having Sri Krishna's association. These are very raw rasic points that are not proper to be described completely. But these further points that we have been hearing by now, we are going to continue hearing tomorrow by the mercy of Sri Radharani. And we are ending our katha here by saying Shri Radhe to everyone.